Tage Haridas Thakur. Endlich Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Bhunitananda, Shri Priti Gadara Shivasa Gopa Sarinda. Nirada Krishna, Tov Gopinashyam Kanvaratan Giri Govidam. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mai Purnabdi Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham. All glories to Asam of the Vultis. Glories to Asam of the Vultis. All glories to Asam of the Vultis. Glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Upamanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjha 9, verse 115 and 116. Okay. Bata kahe Krishna Narayane kai swaroop. Krishna te adika lila vaidagyadi rupa. Dinkata Bhata then said, Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. Long conversation going on here. We're getting a little chunk of it today. 116. Taspashe nahi jaya pati brata dharma. Kotuke Lakshmi Chahena Krishnera Sangam. Taras Barshe Nahi Jai Pati Brata Dharma. Kotuke Lakshmi Chahena Krishnera Sangam. Taras Barshe Nohi Jai Prati Brata Dharma. Kotu Ke Lakshmi Chahin Krishnera Sangama. Bolo. Ladies. Taras Pashi Sanjati Patibata Dharma. Taras Pashi. By the touching of Krishna by Lakshmi. Nahi. Does not. Die. Disappear. Pati Vrata Dharma. The vow of chastity. Kotuke. In great fun. Lakshmi. The goddess of fortune. Jahin. Wants. Krishner. Of Lord Krishna. Sangama. Association. Translation. Since Krishna and Narayan are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. For the fourth. This is an answer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, and from this we can understand that Venkatabhatta knew the truth. He told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Narayan is a form of Krishna associated with transcendental opulence. Although Krishna is two-armed and Narayan is four-armed, there is no difference in the person. They are one and the same. Narayan is as beautiful as Krishna, but Krishna's pastimes are more sportive. It is not that the sportive pastimes of Krishna make him different from Narayan. Lakshmi's desiring to associate with Krishna was perfectly natural. In other words, it is understandable that a chaste woman wants to associate with her husband in all different dresses. Therefore, one should not criticize Lakshmi for wanting to associate with Krishna. Magyana tamaram dasya gananjana shalaka chakshura militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manabhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati sukhadam sikham. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadara Ashivasa Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Tarspashe nahi jai prati brata dharma kotuke lakshmi chahen Krishna sangama. Since Krishna and Narayan are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. So it says in the purport that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask some questions. So just as a refresher, when Mahaprabhu was staying with Venkata and his son, Gopal, who later became Gopal Bhatta Goswami, 4 months, just imagine if you stayed with Lord Chaitanya for 4 months. So, how long does it take to read this story? Not 4 months. In many places, Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das, they say, even Ananta Devi couldn't describe 1 hour of association with Mahaprabhu. It would be so inconceivable. This is just one conversation that took place over, you can read about it in an hour or two. Or the whole pastime, you can read. If you can read it over and over, it's true. It's only one drop, but it expands. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Even any drop of these Leelas, Leela Kalola Varadi. This is one of the differences between Krishna and Narayan, described by Rupa Goswami. The four things that he mentions, 64 qualities, 60 qualities Narayan has, but four extra that Krishna has. Sarvadbhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varadi. He has amazing pastimes and Lila, ocean of pastimes. Tri Jagan Manasakarshi. He attracts the whole three worlds with his flute. Mandita Priyamandala. There's so many devotees involved in those pastimes. And so these are things that are a little different from Narayan. He has some pastimes, but they're awe and reverence. The beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, like chapter 3, 4, Ganete, Aishwari Ganete, Shitil, Nahi Priti Mura. Krishna says, I'm not so attracted to Aishwarya Ras. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's appearance, especially, is to show these higher, the various Ramya Kachirupasana Vrajavadu, especially of the ladies, the gopis in Vrindavan. Just like we sang the song, Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharir. This Gauranga, Narottam Das is hoping, praying in his song, Prarthana means, it's part of his prayers, that he will shiver Pulaka Sharir when he just takes the name of Gauranga.
Goranga bolite habe pulakashri hari hari bolite nayani babe, and his eyes nayan babe near, tears will flow out of the eyes. Generally speaking, this sometimes happens in the Aishwarya Ras. It could happen, but especially Mahaprabhu has brought this above, something above this. In fact, the word shitil means to enfeeble. That Krishna is saying that this type of awe and reverence, it makes the relationship with me feeble. We don't want to have a feeble relationship. We want to have a very ecstatic relationship. Especially here it says in great fun. That's the minimal qualification to associate with Krishna. Great fun. The coward boys, they're always having fun. That's all they do is have fun all day long. I mean, why would it be the spiritual world if they weren't having fun? The same word is used when Nityananda Prabhu was on the bank of the Ganga. He asked Raghunath Das to make a big cheer Dahi festival, and then he, at the end of it, Raghunath Das was a little, that other devotee, what was it, Damayanti's brother, what's his name, Raghava Pandit, he was in anxiety that everyone's eating all this chia, dahi, mango, banana all day long. Now I made a huge feast at my house. His house is still there. It's only very short ways from where they had the big feast. All, and they're all eating, gouging. So he was very, very worried about that Nittai would not come to his house. And Nittai said, "Don't worry, we will eat." He said, "My friends and I, we're all coward boys. All we do is have fun, have feasts, joke around. We chant a lot, we sing." He was in totally in the mood of the coward boy, Raj Bhav. Never mind, and maybe it's not Ujvala Ras, the Parakya Bhav, but this word is used, Kultuki. So everyone in the Raj Bhav, they're having fun. And of course, there's more on reverence in the Vaikuntha planets. So this is the mood of this conversation. Why are you joking? At one point, Venkata Bhat said, "Why are you joking like this?" It's not like he was. As we evolve, we're trying to absorb ourselves in these pastimes more and more. But here you see that Prabhupada says, it's not that Venkata Bhat didn't know what was going on. But what was he going to say in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What can you say? Mahaprabhu is like, Kotuki, he's joking. When he's joking, the joke's usually on you. You're not going to get one over on him. So if there was some kind of punchline, Venkata wasn't about to propose, but he's giving some suggestions in a very humble way, that there's no difference. Just like when Lord Brahma offered many prayers in 10:14, and it's a shame I can't remember all of them, but I can remember a few. Nayanastam, it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nayanastam nahi sarvidehinam atmat atmashyadish akila loka shakshi nayanangam narabu jalayanat tatschapi satyam natavaiva maya. This is a more or less more well known, because anything quoted by Kaviraj Goswami immediately everyone would read. Even if you don't read the Bhagavatam every day, and there's hundreds of prayers, who could remember them all? But this he took out just to some pramana. That little boy, Krishna, that who was ignoring Brahma, by the way. Brahma's offering these amazing prayers, but it's like 40 or something of them. That one I just put, it was one of them. But aren't you my father, Narayan? But Brahma was remembering, and it's all explained there, at the dawn of creation when he was sitting in the darkness, that I didn't see Krishna, but he saw Narayan. But now I'm seeing that you're actually this little boy. He's a little boy, but let's say we have a pot or a little cup here, and the cup is in the room, but the room is not in the cup. But Krishna's inconceivable potency, he may be in the universe, but he can put the universe in himself at the same time. So this is what Brahma saw. And he was even saying that, well, just like Mother Yasoda, she saw the whole universe in the abdomen of Krishna. So what did Brahma see also? When he stole the cows, the calves, and the boys, first he saw that, wait a minute, the calves, I just took those calves. I'm so powerful. I took all these calves. I took all the boys, but they're here also. He was kind of bewildered. That would be pretty bewildering if I took everyone out. Just like when Balaram and Krishna went to the Ganga, went to the Yamuna with Akura, and then Akura went to the Yamuna, and he saw them. He said, wait a minute, they're in the chariot. How are they here? So they're not restricted. They can appear in so many ways. So Krishna can appear that, it says that he can expand as Narayan. Even the residents of Vrindavan, sometimes they say, he must be like an expansion of Narayan or some demigod or something. It's just, but they're always covered. Raj, Paiti Nahi, Raj, Nahi Shakti. With this mood of awe, you can't enter into Braj. The Braj mood is that we don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Sometimes there's a little bit of... So this is why Lakshmi wants to experience this. And she's already the wife of Krishna. Lakshmi Sahasra Chatasam Brahma Sevya Mano, described in Brahma Sangita. Anadya Radya Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Govinda is the cause of all causes. Ramadi Morteshu Kala Niyamena Tishtana Avatar Makaro Bhuvane. All the avatars are coming from this little boy, Govinda, who pleases the senses, the cows, and the earth. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Kova, there's one verse quoted in Lago Bhagavatamrita. Lateshu api premoda bhavati. Who but Krishna could be the cause? Jiva Goswami spends a long time proving that Krishna, in very exacting grammar, so that any Sanskrit Mayavadi or other Sampradaya Vaishnava could understand. That's why we say he's a great pundit, the greatest pundit, because he not only did he know the Sanskrit, but he also knew that the Painini's grammar was pretty dry. He made his own grammar based on Mahaprabhu's teachings. His grammar, Vyakarana, Vyakaran Amrita, is full of grammatical rules, but they're all pertaining to Krishna. If there's a short vowel, it's called Vamana. So he's completely Krishna conscious. So with that in mind, writing Sandarbha, if you read in Krishna Sandarbha, he's proving that Krishna is the source. One verse, one reference, one pramana after another, one after another. So hundreds. Jiva Goswami reveals the Pratibhasha Sutra, Ete Changsha Kalapungsan, Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam Indravivya. It's in the third chapter of the first canto, near the end. After the list of incarnations. There's so many incarnations, and he's proving that Krishna is the source. And then someone may argue, wait a minute, you mentioned Krishna, Iti Rama Krishna Ahad Bhuvo, that they came and they took away the burden of misery from the world. And you already said that. So how can they be the source? Well, that's it. We're showing here. That's why Vyasadeva is given this verse, Cha Angsa. Everyone else is an Angsa Kala, a part of Krishna, an expansion of Krishna. So Jiva Goswami describes it. And when something is at the end, it's most important. And he gives more examples of grammatical rules. There's a difference in a grammatical or any rule, like say, there's a yajna going on, there's the chief priest. But if the chief priest has to leave for some reason in the middle of the yajna, the assistant gets all the remuneration. If there's dakshin, he gets it. That proves that the last person there, the last thing. He gives many examples like that, or several. But the last rule, like Prabhupada used to say, sarva dharmam parityajamam ekam. It's at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, so many things are given. There's Jnana Yoga given, there's some Hatha Yoga, Raj Yoga, the Astanga Yoga in the sixth chapter, and Karma Yoga in the third, the fifth. And so some so-called gurus, so-called persons who don't have, not in the parampara, they misunderstand Bhagavad Gita. So they take it that it's Jnana. We can take Jnana. You can do anything. Jnana, you can do Karma Yoga. Maybe a little bhakti. Bhakti is also there. No, bhakti mama bhajanati yavanyasta. At the end, bhakti is mentioned. So similarly, at the end of the list of incarnation, Krishna is given. Therefore, it's the Pratibhasa Sutra. But it's only one sutra. Why are you arguing it? Yes, so Jiva Goswami says, but one lamp, if you go in a dark room, it lights up the whole room. But this is the basis with the whole Bhagavatam. Some books are millions of verses, Jiva Goswami says, but there's always a Pratibhasa Sutra. So he challenges, what is the Pratibhasa Sutra? Can you say? No. No one can say it is that. Sometimes they even misread that sloka, Ete Chanksa, so he proves grammatically, various grammatical rules, that no, that this is how you understand it. That is why we bring our minds to study our acharyas, Jiva Goswami, how he has proven. And Prabhupada gave another example of finality, that if you work in an office and you have a boss, so you're the worker. Someday the boss may say, can you do this? Can you wash the window? Can you type this letter? Can you run across the street and get me a donut? Whatever. So next day, he may say, can you empty the trash? Can you open the refrigerator? Can you do this? And you can argue. You can say, but yesterday you told me to get donut. Yesterday you told me to do so many things. No, now I say this. This is the final statement. So similarly, final statement is there. Just like 11th canto, 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Wonderful universal form is displayed. But Arjuna was very fearful. He was seeing Ami Chitam Sorasangha Vashanti, all the demigods, Kechid Balagna Dasanantare, who were being chomped up. All the soldiers on both sides are being eaten, and just like moths flying into the flame. So many things. But finally, he said, I don't want to see this anymore. Can you do something about this? You know, previously, I thought we were friends, you know, and we sat on the same bed, but now I see that you're God. Woo! This is heavy stuff. So therefore he says, idanim asmi samvrita seta sacheta prakatingata. This, I want to see that two-arm form. Manusham rupam tavasana is so beautiful. First he had his forearm form, but then Arjuna said, forearm form is okay also, but let me see two-arm form, that's all. Let's just be friends again. So this is one of the reasons. And Lakshmi also knows that the gopis in the Parakhi above, Anarpita Charin Charat Kuranavati Nakal Samah Paritamunat Ojolasam Sabakti Shriyan. Unat Ojolasam, this blazing, flaming rasa, the highest rasa of Parakhi above. Not only just married, the queens are also married. They feel great separation also. We read at the end of the 10th canto how they're feeling this incredible separation from Krishna, but not the same level as this There's always this feeling in Braj that Krishna's, they have an idea that they're married. They're not married. In Boma Vrindavan, then the gopis are married. Some are not, but some of them are married. And they feel this great, Aydina dayadinata hey, maturana kadava lokshase. This Madhavendra Puri in the mood, even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was praying like that. Mahaprabhu was quoting it also. Kaviraj Goswami says, Aydina, the Lord of Mathura, Kadavala, when will I see you again? This feeling of separation that we want to cultivate. Pushtim Ashnute. Viraha Pushtim Ashnute. This nourishes our feeling of sambhog, relating intimately with Krishna. So these things are the impetuses for that. And all those things are described in varying orders scientifically by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and so many other books. But just for this, Ujjvala Nilamani was composed, created by Rupa Goswami for this conjugal love. So in any case, this is what Lakshmi is after. She knows that this married is okay, we're married, but they want to experience this gopi bhav. Hey Rad, hey Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite. Where is Radhe? Where is Krishna? That Mahaprabhu is asking in the mood. That Yatha Yatha Gaura Padala Vinde. The more one worships Gauranga, then he can enter into this mood of separation. But one has to be so strict. It's also not a cheap thing. That is why Prabhupada said that our deity worship has to be in this awe and reverence. Gradually, as the pujari advances, we see that Krishna more displays this intimate feeling of the cowherd boy. But when someone comes here, say, from another sampradaya, they don't have understanding, they'll see that it's Narayan. They don't mind. Oh, it's Krishna. But they may see an awe and reverence Krishna. But ultimately, as it says here, there's no difference. It doesn't demean Krishna to say that he's Narayan. But those who know that he's Krishna, for Mother Yasoda, he's Krishna. He's not Narayan. She's praying to Narayan to protect her little boy, Krishna. There's so many prayers for protecting him. The demons are coming and taking cow urine and whisking him with a chamra. May this expansion of Krishna, of Narayan, protect this limb, that limb, all the various limbs. So she's still thinking that Narayan will protect Krishna. Even though Krishna then looks in his mouth and she sees herself and Krishna within the mouth, the whole cosmic manifestation, all the asteroids and Sputniks, so many things in the mouth of Krishna, it's all there. But ultimately, Rupa Goswami describes it, especially these four qualities, everything's encapsulated there. Lila Kalola Vardhi. Narayan doesn't have that, those pastimes. And he's engaged in tending cows. Narayan doesn't do that. Cowherd boy? Brahma was thinking, this cowherd boy? How can that be? But then he said, Narayan is tongue, Loka Shakshi, you're the witness of all. You're the same Narayan that lies down on the ocean and expands. Yeah, so many prayers. He's sitting with his stick and his buffalo horn, his flower earrings, and he's got that yogurt preparation with rice in his hand. Narayan doesn't do it. Even left hand, very bad. Left hand. Everyone knows you don't eat with left hand, but Krishna's keeping in his left hand. Very funny. This is the spiritual world. We don't have to follow those rules. Sorry. All right, so comment. We don't have a lot of audience here.
What? Sandarbha, was that?
Krishna Sandarbha. In the beginning, he does that Pratibhas Sutra explanation and takes up a chunk to explain quite a few verses. Anything else?
Yeah, I got some other questions. This Rupa Goswami is describing the, you were mentioning about the 64 qualities of Krishna that Rupa Goswami explained in the Nectar Devotion. So there's some qualities of Lord Shiva that are mentioned that are distinct from those of the living entity. And one of those is that he has a Satchidananda form.
Vigraha, yeah.
But we understand also that the pure devotee also has a Satchidananda form. Can you explain something else?
Well, Lord Shiva has the first 55 quality, was it? Yeah, 55, I think. And then 60, you go up to Narayan. 64 is Krishna. Sarasarupa Samprapta, Satchidananda Vigraha. Well, the Satchidananda, he has a form, the ordinary living, mean in the spiritual world, he has that form. You're saying, right? Not in the material world, the living entity. Yeah, that doesn't mean that Shiva can't have it also. Just because it says, just like it says, Narayan has the 60 qualities Krishna has, and it doesn't mean that he's Krishna, but he's Narayan, he's still in expansion. Avatara avali bijam. It says that all the avatars come from Vishnu. And even Krishna appears from pure Dakshai Vishnu. But that's his trick. He can do that also. We appear in our mundane forms also indirectly, and all the different avatars, five, six types of avatars, yuga avatars, swamsa, vibhinamsa, they all appear from Vishnu. But still, in the beginning, there's tadekatma rupa, or swayam rupa. Krishna swayam samabhavat paramapamanya. He's the swayam rupa. And then Balaram is like one off from that. Or sometimes non-different, only in color. So that's something inconceivable. But if the living entity has Satchidananda, doesn't deny that Shiva can have it. I mean, I could say Shiva wears ashes, and there's guys all over India wearing ashes too, so Shiva still wears ashes. But they're only wearing the ashes because of Lord Shiva. I don't know how many of them wear snakes or have the crescent moon or have the Ganga fall on their head, though. That's another thing. Because we have that verse, just so we'll understand the difference, is Tejasiyam Nadoshaya. What's the rest of that? Or Naitat Samacha Jatu Manasapyanishvara. Those who are Anishvara, they're not the Lord, then they shouldn't imitate Yata Rudro Bijam. They shouldn't drink an ocean of poison like Lord Shiva. So if they, in the spiritual world, then they might have some relation with Lord Shiva also. Isn't there the Gopinath Lord Shiva and original Braj also? So, but in the material world, they can't imitate. They may try, but it's recommended that they try drinking. First thing is drink the ocean of poison, as Lord Shiva does in 8th canto of the sky. Otherwise, they should keep cool. And they're actually, a lot of them, they smoke that pipe, which is like toxic intoxication, right? And it doesn't really help them become renounced, rather they're just living in a world of hallucinations. And one of them might be that they think that they're Lord Shiva or identify with Lord Shiva. Anything else? The question again is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhattacharya, your worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan. She is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my lord is Lord Shri Krishna, a cowherd boy who is engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my lord? So later on you get to, probably next week or a couple weeks from now, but this is a nice verse that summarizes it. Where it says, oh, it's up here somewhere. Oh, is it 6:17? No, 17 is a Sanskrit verse. But then, no, this is all Vino. No, it says Nahi Narayan, Lakshmi. Up here somewhere. Is it Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Hari Lakshmirman? It's verse 140, all the way up in 147. The Supreme Personality of Krishna attracts the mind of the goddess of fortune, but Narayan cannot attract the minds of the gopis. This proves the super excellence of Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Hare Lakshmirman Gopikara Mana Hari Te Nari Narayan Gopikara Hari Te Nari. Out of money. Harite Nari Nari. Anyone who wants to memorize it, keep chanting. What? What? What are you saying?
This form of Narayan before the gopis, and they offered their respects and said, please tell us where we can find Krishna.
Where's that original story from? Which Shastra, you know? I know it's mentioned here also.
Referred to in the Bhakti Ratnakar, but the original story.
But it's also, it's even here, I think it's even mentioned in CC. So, he might have been just fooling around. Krishna, fooling around. Kotuki, joking. There's a lot of joking. Practically everything you read between Radharani and Krishna or the gopis is in the mode of joke. I mean, that's what it is. So, anything else? Okay, Jai.